What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live at Take a Chance Records in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
Feeling good.
Bro, new season.
When you were doing the countdown, it reminded me of the song that Chance sent today of Freddie Benson.
Oh, yeah.
You should name that song Freddie Benson.
That's tough, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got 2-6 again.
You can't see him, but
yeah, but he's here. You'll hear him. Yeah.
Shout out 2-6.
And then.
Shout out Freddie
Benson. Bro, well, first.
The Zen.
Well, first.
The Den.
Yeah, I mean, we got Zen Den to hear today, but it's season 5.
Indeed.
Episode 61 overall. First episode of season 5. How do you feel, Zen Den?
Man, I'm ready.
Do you remember what episode you were?
14.
Yeah, I think he was.
I cheated.
It's been what, like 2
yeah,
years?
Yeah, you did cheat.
It's been what, like 2 years, probably?
Probably, yeah. Around it.
You've dropped a lot since then.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Honestly, damn, yeah. I think that was like after I just dropped like, I think it was before I dropped my first EP, bro. I think I just had like one song out.
And now you just dropped Shell of Myself.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What went into that project? What was the thought process behind that?
Honestly, bro, like when it comes to that shit, I was trying to make something special, like make some, like be a little more vulnerable on an album. I feel like that's a little hard to do as a rapper, to be honest, and still like keep cooking. But for real, when it came to making that album, I was just trying to like be real with myself, like what's going on, be relatable, and not just try and like play a character. That was a big thing that came into that, just being me.
You got that like 2000s or like late 2000s type of hip hop vibe on there.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite genres or like favorite styles of music.
Yeah. And I feel like that just kind of has to play in with like the kind of like almost like the BPM that songs are at now. Like it's harder to say as much in one bar now or in four bars now as it is like back then. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just cooked up a beat too before we got on here.
That's true. Cooked up two.
I cooked up a few.
But yeah, that's true.
One of them is going to be a hit song one day.
What the birds say.
What the birds say.
What the birds say. You'll be ready for it.
Bitch, it's your birthday.
What's new, man? We don't really got a script or anything. We're just kind of rolling with it. So what's new?
Freaking one thing I want to talk about, bro. When I dropped Shell of Myself, it was originally supposed to be 8 songs, and I promoted it like that. This is the crazy part. And freaking, I got a sample that I got fucked on one of the songs.
What was the sample?
It was by Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Did you pay for the beat?
Yeah, it was just, it was one of those things where if a producer samples Pink Floyd, bro, you're not getting through that.
They fucked you up, though. That's shitty of them.
Yeah. But it was, you live and you learn, bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to talk about
this is actually, I have a perfect segue into this.
Okay.
Yeah, it was literally the first song, too, on my project that I was supposed to be. And it was kind of weird. But I was just like, all right. And the night it was supposed to come out, I heard, hey, Zen, your album didn't drop. And I'm like, I go and check. And I never got an email or anything about this, like, an unauthorized sample got found on one of my songs. So I was just like, all right, got to find out what it is, told me. And then I had to re-upload the same shit all over again. I stayed up late as shit doing this shit, just putting everything on freaking, like, iTunes on my MacBook, trying to see what flows right, what the track list should be. Me and Chance do this shit every time before I drop. That's just how it is, bro.
It's just, I was going to say, that's why I think I know what he was going to bring up, was we be playing 2K a lot, Zen.
Yeah.
We got like a rap 2K.
We got the team. Rapper Rec Squad.
And we were all in the party when the album didn't drop. And I think it was Kuz that was just like, yo, Zen, album ain't on here.
Yeah, that was like the worst feeling too, because I was like damn near just ready to stop playing 2K.
Yeah.
But then I had to re-upload my shit all over again. I knew that was going to take time, so I was just like, fuck.
Man, while you're touching on video
I'm just
games,
glad it came out before the weekend ended. I think it came out on Spotify on Saturday. It was supposed to drop on a Friday. And then Apple Music on Sunday at like 6 p.m. or some shit.
That's dope. At least, at least you still got like good times, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that shit's just fucked as an artist, bro.
No, yeah. I feel you.
I was going to say, while you guys are touching on video games, or while you were touching on video games, I'm so mad. I didn't know. So I haven't upgraded my console. I don't got like the next gen Xbox.
So what do you have? Like,
I just have the Xbox One.
Okay.
I didn't know you couldn't play college football on there.
Damn.
I was sick when. So I got a $50 GameStop gift card. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't really want to buy it on the disc, but I will if I have to.
Yeah.
Because I had the gift card.
Yeah.
And I went to GameStop, and they're like, I was like, all right, like, let me get a copy of college football. And they're like, what system you got? And I go, Xbox One. And they're like, can't do that. I was sick.
I would have cried.
And now I can't play college football. I need to buy a new system, console. Yeah. And I know as soon as I buy a new system, they're going to come out with the Mega Box in 2026.
It's like $250 for like the cheapest one.
Really?
Yeah.
The ones I was looking at was like $400.
Yeah, they're like $250. Xbox Series S, I think it's called.
Yeah. Hey, which one has more space, the S or the X?
The X.
That's the one I'd probably buy.
Yeah, that's the farther out one.
Because my buddy, well, I just don't want to say his name on here, but he told me that there's more storage on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like half a terabyte.
I'm still.
Bro, get a PS5.
No.
No.
They're so good, dog.
Xbox for life, dude.
That's crazy.
Xbox for life.
Come on,
Xbox
dude.
Crazy. Bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, we can play together, so it doesn't matter.
That is true now. Because we can't, and we can party, be in the party together.
Yeah, Discord.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
By the way, we got a shout-out. Shout-out D1. Shout-out Big Frank.
Big Frank.
Shout-out Kuz.
Big Kuz. Shout-out Xavier. Big X the Plugs.
Yeah. Shout-out Juan Donovan, who plays sometimes. 2-6 is in there sometimes.
2-6 be in there. You
shout
don't,
out Tony,
you don't
the
like
sixth
playing
man.
Call of Duty and talking to us. So.
All of us, we'll be playing. We'll be playing, and he'll be like, fuck, man, that dude's not even good. Like, or he'll be like, bro,
not
I'm
even
just
talking in the conversation, just reacting to the game.
Yeah, we begin
talking shit, and then I can't hear nothing, and then I die. And that's when I just leave, like randomly. I don't even say shit.
Don't even say bye. 2-6 leave. That's what you. That's what happens when someone sees it, and we're like, oh, all right. No, it's fine. I get it now. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Fuck it. Back to talking about the album. Because shout out Kuz, shout out Big Frank, shout out Six. They were all on the album, bro.
Yeah,
the
they were
on the verses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else is new, man? What's coming up in the future now?
It's coming up in the future. I'm trying to make some singles, bro. I feel like I got to get good at singles. That's my big problem. Like freaking every time I make a song, I'm like, it sounds good, but I don't know how to promote it. Like what. Like it's a song that sounds like something that was supposed to come after almost, and that's my hard part about me, or that's the hard part about me releasing music, is just like finding where everything fits.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on
Because I don't know, after doing it for so long, it's just kind of like almost every time you drop, you got to have like this marketing scheme and you got to pay for a certain promo and shit. And it's like you don't know where people go, how people did it. And that whole business side of music just kind of, it's the hard part trying to manage as an artist. If you don't have like a manager type shit.
Especially, yeah, like an independent artist, it's hard.
Speaking of that.
But I feel like, one second, I feel like this year, this is now 2025 when this drops, by the way. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
I feel like it's going to be a lot easier. I feel like the labels are slowly, I'm not going to say losing power, but I feel like you get what I'm saying.
Bit by
I don't know how to word this. It's going to piss me off trying to think of how to word it. But I just feel like independent artists have kind of cracked a code within the algorithm on how to get their music played and get in the rooms that they need to be in to grow and be successful.
Well, it's all social media now.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel like I feel like it's easier for an independent person to go crazy, and I feel like labels are going to be losing power in within the next like 2-3 years.
That's how Ian blew up, and then you got a deal.
Yeah.
You know?
And I kind of hate it right now too, cuz I'm like unk status. So like,
unk status.
Yeah, bro.
Aren't you like 23?
I just turned 25.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, can I say what we said?
Shit.
Can I say what we said in the party?
Huh.
Well, you're 25 now.
Mm-hmm.
You're unk now.
Yeah. I heard that at work, too. I was like, shit. Get me out of here. Why are people calling me Unc?
Nah, that's too young, I feel like.
Nah, it definitely is. We just like
25.
4 months and I'm Unc status.
Damn. I'm gonna be 24 and I'm freaking out about that.
Man,
I'm get off my lawn and shit.
Get off my lawn. I don't know. I'm at that point where I think I'm old, but I don't know. Like, how old is 25? Like, when am I supposed to get, like, everything all together by?
When are you supposed to have your life together? What age?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. That's the weird thing about growing up. You're never taught that part.
What do you mean by that?
Hmm?
What do you mean?
Like, you're never taught, like, oh, you're supposed to have this and this by that. Like, that's what expected of you by a certain age to, like, have your dreams, like, almost manifested, I'd say. Like, you have, like, you're on the right path to manifest those dreams.
Right.
And it's so like, weird, too, because it's like, with a rap, bro, you always got to have a plan B, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
And you can always just go 100% in, but it's like a numbers game at the end of the day, too. Whether you blow up, whether you become famous, whether you have an audience that will feed you consistently.
Yeah.
What are you shaking? What were you guys doing over here?
Yeah. Yeah. That was that. We just noticed each other agreeing. Yeah.
I feel like
it's
should...
you could take all these social media classes too and shit and learn stuff, but it's like at the end of the day, you're like always like just trying to fit on the algorithm. And it's like, shit, I don't even know what an algorithm
is. Speaking of the algorithm.
Like, I have an idea, but it's like.
Speaking of the algorithm, they don't like you on TikTok.
No, they do not.
Who ate the internet?
Really? What?
This guy's a blind character.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
I looked yesterday. He's not the lowest viewed episode.
My episode?
Yeah, yours is not.
Dude, I've gotten 45 likes on my last post. 45 views.
Oh. Damn, 45 likes. I'm like, oh shit.
No, that, the way that thing works is kinda weird.
You want this out there,
my first right, TikTok I ever put out on my own TikTok, bro, I did like 800 views or some shit. And I was like,
bro, first one I did was like 12.
And then I promoted Elon Musk with me and Chance, and that shit barely did anything. I was like, bro. And that's the thing. I think it was the cover art on ours, and I was like, fuck. It's like,
damn.
You never really know how that, like, what to look out for. Like, bro, and who ate the internet?
Oh, we could talk about that.
That shit is crazy.
That's what I was trying to get into.
Hold on. Let's do the intro to it.
No, I wanted to ask, like, how did your character come about? Like, why were you a blind guy? Like, why, you know what I mean?
That's the funniest question you could ask me, bro. Because it was me, Siren, Kuz playing in a party. And Kuz just tells me about this whole show. He, like, pitches it to me. He's like, yeah, you could be a character. You could be a blind guy or some shit. And I was just thinking, like, a blind guy, it's kind of cool. It's not cool because I got to, like, play, like, be in my part every single time. And I'm like, shit, I just did some shit a blind person can't do or wouldn't be able to do.
I want to queue up, like, Zen's funniest moments in the show.
You're not blind?
Shut up.
I was trying to keep kayfabe, brother.
No, that's my... That's my alternate.
That's your alter ego?
That's my alter ego, yeah. Blind Zen.
Remember when we were...
I don't even need a CEO.
Remember when we were calling you when we first talked about it? I said a nickname for you could be Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
Because like Stevie Wonder.
I don't know. It was a cool idea, but I feel like I'd be biting off him too much.
That's fair.
No, there's some funny moments.
That
of
dude
you.
Can see.
Like... In the show, I'm actually blind. Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind.
That's what I'm saying.
I've heard so many stories
about what I just whispered to Nate.
About celebrities just being like, what was the one famous one?
My favorite personal one is Shaq's.
Yeah, I think it was Shaq.
He's on an elevator.
Big guy.
He's on an elevator. Stevie gets on the elevator. Shaq doesn't say anything to him. They go up to his floor and Stevie gets off, and before Stevie walks away, he turns around and goes, "See you later, Shaq," and then walks down the hallway. Shaq swears like this happened.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I think he can feel shit. Like he could probably feel him breathing above him if he really is blind. Come on, Chance.
Call me Nate.
Do your intro.
Hi, guys. I'm 2-6.
2-6 on the mix type
show. The owner.
The guy that...
This is,
you know,
him.
Where it all started.
Yeah, this is him.
What were you saying?
I was kind of looking at you earlier when he was saying that all-in thing, because you're 100% all-in.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't actually have a plan B. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, yeah, I have to have a plan B, but... I mean, I guess my plan B would be engineering, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess. I'd just be mixing for life.
Yeah, but you took, like, a different route, too, where, like, just doing your thing, you make money off. Like, as a rapper, you can't really start a business unless you're, like, selling merch, doing other shit. It's just weird. So the way you took definitely was just, like, a more, like, it was a more technical approach to it. To like the business side and everything.
I've seen everybody's trying to
that's kind of cool, bro. I never thought about that. I low-key kind of wish like I thought about that in the past.
It's never too late.
I don't know. It's just like a big rabbit or like iceberg of stuff you kind of got to unfold.
It's
music. Like, I don't know if I'd have the patience to learn that shit.
Keep all this in. I love this.
I know.
This is such a vibe.
I'm sorry. I have a bad toothache and I have to take care of that.
You're good.
Chance.
It's literally an iceberg. Because you just feel like you don't know anything the more that you learn. Like, you learn the fundamentals. You're like, oh, this, that.
What did I miss?
I was saying how when you asked when we were... Yeah, when I looked at him, that's what I was saying in my head. Like, I mean, he's kind of all in.
Yeah.
And saying, like, with you...
Kinda.
You know? Like, I mean, like, 2-6 is, like, number one, and then you can always engineer and shit. Like, that could be plan B, but, like... That's music still.
Yeah.
Like, you're 100% in the music, yeah, you know?
100% in the music. It's the career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No matter if I'm rapping or not.
Yeah.
That is that thing.
Besides any episode where you're the main character, what's your favorite Who Ate the Internet episode? That's out.
On what? On TikTok? On
they're all, Instagram, I mean, bro? Aren't they everywhere? Yeah,
they're everywhere. One of them's not on TikTok, that's, bro. That's the No, bro, it's the one where Kofi, backstory, part one, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that
stayed on Instagram. Yeah, it got off on that. He is not wrong.
That was, like, my favorite one, bro.
Well, that was a good episode.
Yeah, that shit, like, the way part two of his episode, or his backstory, whatever you want to call it, comes in now, it's like me looking out a trash can for no reason. I'm just like, man. And now I'm hearing TikTok's about to, like, get banned.
Yeah,
is
that's
coming. Is that actually happening?
I heard it's in January.
I feel like they've been trying to do that for a long time.
Like, bro, what if our whole fan base, like, came from China or some shit? Like,
that'd be cool.
I want to look this
Wouldn't
up.
Wouldn't it be cool if we just, like, went there one day and we're famous?
That's where TikTok's from.
January 10th is when they're issuing a decision on whether to put the law on hold.
Oh, okay. So it's January 10th. We'll find out. They keep pushing it back. Yeah, we'll find
out. It's not going to get banned, dude.
It probably won't.
Oh.
Why do you think they're trying to get it banned, though?
Because
we're learning too much about the elites and all their little secrets? Or?
I don't know, bro.
You might as well get a mic
at
this
point. That's
probably
a big reason.
Nah, it's not a problem.
No, I know.
But to jump back into Who Ate the Internet.
I don't even know if that mic works, to be honest.
Other than that, what? So, Kofi Part 2, that's your favorite?
Part 1.
Part 1?
It was Part 1.
What's yours?
And then...
Oh, you got another one?
I don't know what my favorite one is.
I don't know.
I got one.
I'd have to look at them all.
Can I be honest?
I forgot we got like 14 episodes.
Yeah,
it's kind of a lot.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Chance is grabbing a mic.
Shout out to the Who Ate the Internet.
If you want
to
sit next to Zen,
yeah, for real. I love Brownie's intro episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where it wasn't his first
episode. That one.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't his first episode because you had seen him in the background. Like, he snuck around. But that was the first time you guys caught him. And just, like, the part by part, some of the best television shows of all time are able to do that type of shit where they bounce from subject to subject. You guys are walking in talking about Chance's shitty-ass bet.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in, and he's like, oh, I got the Jets?
The Jets, yeah.
You're
and
the
then
Jets?
X said something about, hunted on the Panthers or something like
yeah.
that.
I think that we got our first strike off that shit, bro.
Yeah, because we were promoting gambling.
Yeah.
Wait, talk real quick, Chance.
Because we promoted gambling.
Test.
Go again.
Test.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, we're straight.
You guys were promoted. That banned it because of that? Or it gave you a strike?
We got a strike.
Oh, okay. That's not
Yeah.
It.
But that's still annoying, bro. It's
yeah, because like, that's so stupid. There's an ad for gambling.
Gambling? The Gambulance?
Gambulance.
Gambling on TikTok all the fucking time. I always see FanDuel or...
Dude, every sports game is, oh, it got the spread. Or,
bro, I saw a stat the other day that made me, I lost it at it. I went and told my dad right away because he's a big baseball guy too. And Pete Rose can't be in the Hall, well, wasn't put in the Hall of Fame before he died. He still isn't in it, but he's passed now. Because he bet for his team to win.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds now play on the FanDuel Sports Betting Network. That's where their games air.
Crazy.
Isn't that wild?
That is,
I mean, I don't think athletes should be able to gamble.
I don't disagree. But at least he was betting on
Well,
himself.
All right, let me rephrase that.
With any sport,
let me rephrase that. I don't think you should be able to – I don't think athletes should be able to bet on their own sport, like the one that they work in. Like a baseball player should be able to bet on a football game.
That's fine. I feel like.
You know what I mean?
Maybe though.
Even like, though you, because you like know the guys.
We don't know.
You hey, personally, know if it was me, I don't care. Like if I'm gambling, I'm betting on myself. Fuck it.
Bro, I like lose. I mean,
yourself, I feel like that's fair.
But
to
it's
bet
just
on
like,
yourself.
Yeah, you're if I'm saying I'm about yourself, to win this funny. Game,
I have been told to do that my whole life. I'm just taking it to a different meaning. Now.
Actually, not
two
hold
tapes
up.
About it.
If I'm the Celtics last year, bro, I'm
betting on myself.
Yeah.
Is that who you got to win the finals this year?
I forgot we got, like, super teams. What?
Is that who you want to win? Or no, it's not who you want
to win.
To win
this finals?
Yeah, who you want to win this year or who you think's going to win?
Who do I want? Man, I'm never rooting for the Celtics. I'm sorry.
He's a Laker fan. We have to hear about it all the time. He'll be like, oh, my Lakers won. Like, he's from there.
It's Poopy Sunshine LeBron.
Man, I can't claim the Pistons right now. I'm sorry.
Bro, why?
You always got to, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll claim them, like... If I'm out of state, but it's like, bro.
But around here, you don't affiliate.
You know how hard it's been to watch the Pistons like the past 15 years.
Let me think about it. Yes, and
it's no different than the Lions.
That's
true. We're constantly just like shuffling through new players, trying to find who's good. And now it finally feels like we have something to like.
We got a good little core.
I don't think TikTok understands that what we do is satire. Like it's just a joke. Like, we're not being serious.
Oh, on who hit the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the world's too serious now.
Soft.
So soft.
So soft.
Like, if you actually put 100 on the Jets to win it this year, that was your loss, brother.
Who was I with? We wanted to prank call the hotline, the gambling hotline, and be like, find, like, the craziest odds of someone that's, like, not going to win at all. And we were going to be like, I'm putting 100 on it. I'm putting 100 on it. And just like start freaking out the person on the phone call.
That would have been funny.
Do not gamble.
PSA.
No, yeah, you might get flagged for that.
I bet $1 a week.
That's not terrible.
Really?
I bet. That's I put $18 in my account at the beginning of the NFL season, $1 for every week, and I do like 10 different 10 cent, 25 leg parlays for like 500 grand, hoping one of them hits.
Have one of them hit.
I wouldn't be here right now if one
See,
of them hit. I'd probably be in like
Trades and Cacos. To me,
you just leave us all.
To me, that's
I'd just be on vacation.
To me, that's a smart way to gamble because at that point you're just buying lottery tickets. Basically.
Low risk, high reward.
Low risk, high reward. And I don't know. I usually put like 10 to 20 if I bet, but it's usually like on a parlay. Got to have somebody score so many points, get so many rebounds.
We used to do those.
And
fan
it's
picks.
Always like one or two picks you got to pick that are like. There's like
if
almost like a 50-50, like a 40-60 at this point if they're getting those numbers. But if they hit them, the payout's crazy.
We used to do those fan pick ones, those free ones that if you qualify for enough, you end up winning money. You remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. You
on what?
Those were so fun. The most I won was 100. That was pretty good. I was in top 10.
I won 100. I think it's on DraftKings.
Yeah. No, it wasn't DraftKings. A free? No, I'm wrong. No,
I don't know. I signed up. They gave me like 10 free bets for free or some shit for $25. It was during like the beginning of the NFL season.
And
it was a boxing game. I forgot which one. Or a boxing match.
Boxing game.
We're gonna cut that, right?
Nope. That's a clip, brother.
But I bet on it. I forgot who it was. Canelo and somebody else. And I just put 10 different bets on that one fight. And I was like, one of them's got to hit. And they were all 25 each. Damn. Like $25. So I hit one, and I made 100. So
that's good.
Cool with that.
Bro, I saw a person put $1,000 on Jake Paul over Tyson, and he won like crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet.
I mean, like.
I thought Jake Paul was the favorite in that.
No, was I think it was Tyson. Like, towards the end of it.
Oh. If it was Tyson, dude, that's even more rigged.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like 60.
That, bro, that, dude, that fight was so whack.
I'm not going to lie. Netflix that first sucked. Round was lit, though.
He should have beat him.
He just looked slow, and he just looked old, yeah. Bro. Like, Tyson, after that first round, Tyson just looked like he was just a shell of himself, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
channeled his inner Zendaya.
Yeah, bro. He just was like.
I say that to my players all the fucking time. Just
plug the tape in.
I
feel like Jake could have knocked him out in that fight.
I feel like Tyson could have, too.
Tyson came
out. He could have if he didn't come out like that.
The way Tyson came out, bro.
Tired after round two.
All that adrenaline, dude.
Bro, he looked like a monster for about 2 minutes.
And that's the thing, bro. Jake's playing it smart, too, because he's just like.
He's letting him gas out.
He's, like, taunting everybody before he fights them. He's trying to, like. Get them in their emotions about fighting.
Yeah. Those first two, 3 rounds.
And when you
think
about it, it's like somebody, if he's picking on old people time and time again who half the time aren't even boxers, and it's like Mike Tyson stopped boxing. I mean, he boxed like 3 or 4 years, 5 years ago, but before then, bro.
That was so ass, too.
Yeah, that was not even a good fight. Before then, it was like 20 years ago when he fought.
Jake was on that card. That's when he knocked out Nate Robinson.
I forgot about that.
Isn't that kind of funny?
That's kind of funny.
And then he fought Tyson 5 years later or whatever it is.
Dang. I never thought about it like that. That's crazy.
But, I mean, we could talk about this. We were talking about it before. It's looking like Logan Paul and Conor are
happening.
It's
connected in some crazy marketing scheme.
That's kind of wild.
Money.
I'm definitely not going to watch it.
I want to
watch that fight with Tyson. I'm not watching any more of the Paul brothers fights.
I kind of fuck with Jake. I'm not going to lie. I don't think he's that bad.
If you're watching all these fights, bro, I'm mad none of these Paul brothers got knocked out by now.
Yeah,
It'll happen one day.
Like, they're fighting professional fighters. Doing it. It almost feels like they're kind of making fun of the sport. And, like,
of course.
They're kind of growing the sport, though.
They are, but it's almost like they're like, anybody could do it. Which,
they brought
that up. That's fair enough. But it's like, the way they're picking on all these people that aren't even boxers, or they're trying to, like, bring people out of their own natural habitat.
Yeah, out of, like, the UFC and stuff.
I think Jake's going to end up
fighting. It almost
Canelo.
Feels like they're, like, making fun of him that way.
Conor might be fair. I mean, he fought Floyd.
Yeah. Logan's fights are KSI again, Floyd Mayweather, Dylan Danis, and then now.
If they go in the octagon, though, I will respect
Ooh,
both
my.
Of them.
Octagon, I mean, dude, they would have called all else.
I would have wanted to do a
Logan's,
UFC fight.
Logan's was a state champion wrestler, though. Like, he has somewhat background. Like, he was going to go to college to wrestle.
Yeah.
He might be decent.
Even Brock Lesnar got exposed, though.
That's true. That is true. And Logan's good at the WWE shit. He should have stayed doing that.
Didn't you just say he was athletic. Retired from that?
Yeah, WWE, but then he switched to Raw because now it's on Netflix.
I actually liked him in WWE.
He's talented.
Makes sense. He's entertaining.
He can jump. He can do the high top. Like,
he definitely has like the kind
stunts.
Of personality for that shit.
Yeah.
Made sense for sure.
He's arrogant as fuck, and it works. Everyone hates him.
People
it makes
love
sense.
Arrogance in the WWE.
Yeah. Everyone hates him. He's a perfect heel.
Is that PJ? Juan?
Looks like it.
What else is new, Zen?
Man, trying to work on some new music right now. Like, what happened after I got copyrighted and I had to rework the track list, I just got to a point where me and Chance went through it. I originally had 7 songs, and I was just like, let's add one more, because at that point, it's barely an album. It's one away from an EP.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I want 8. And then I got copyrighted, and I was back to 7. And I was just like, man, let me just drop all the good songs. Like, not all the good songs, but all, like, the songs I was considering to put on it.
Yeah.
So it almost felt like I was dropping a deluxe, kind of, which is kind of funny. I honestly think the way it turned out after was a little better. in a way. It was just, I planned to kind of maybe save some songs or consider them for the future.
So it all worked out?
Yeah, like it all worked out. It just, it didn't drop on time.
Yeah.
I like promoted it saying it was going to be 8 songs. Now there's 10.
Let's talk about that music video.
The music video? Oh, yeah. A Burn It Down one? Yeah, I had that one.
That's been in the works for a while.
Yeah, I think I actually recorded it like over a year ago, to be honest.
Was this supposed to be your session?
Hell no, I was just around.
Oh.
I was going up.
Come say what up on the podcast, man. This is random as fuck. What up, brother?
What's up, man, bro?
Yeah, guess
the appearance. Hey, we just talked about you. We were talking about the... you're right in front of the camera.
Oh, shit.
You're good. We were just talking about you because we were talking about 2K Discord.
It's been a weird episode.
Yeah.
But I'm rocking with it.
A lot of shit could happen.
Fuck.
I thought somebody else was supposed to pull up, like... I thought somebody else was supposed to pull up like an hour. It's the best of life of running a studio, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Back to that music video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out Devin.
Shout out Devin for recording one, for real. And for being our cameraman.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. And I'm not trying to. I did lighting. I was the one holding the light.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
I forgot you were a part of that music video.
Yeah, we had your homie there too.
It was just so cold too.
Oh, it was freezing. It was last year.
Yeah.
Damn, it has been a year, hasn't it?
Yeah. Damn, I didn't even realize that. Once I scheduled it, I was just like, dang. Like, I don't know. I feel like a dickhead.
Hey, that video's tough, though.
Yeah, the video was cool.
It held up.
Like, if we shot it this year, there would be no problem, I feel like. Because I was supposed to come in a white t-shirt.
Mm.
That was, like, the outfit, and I was just like, man, I can't do this right now.
That dicey's hard.
Mm-hmm. I had that bought, and I had, like, that idea of, like, either having, like, an album cover with, like, flames in it, and I was like, I want to wear this on it, and it just kind of worked out.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the music video, too, and the cover I have now. Because the cover I put for my album wasn't even supposed to be the cover for my album.
Bro.
It was literally just like I asked Devin, could you make like a profile pic or some shit for out of like the music video for me to promote after I put it out? And in my mind, I was just like, bro, I kind of rock with it just as like an album cover.
Yeah. It was sweet. Album cover sweet.
Bro, mm-hmm. I remember... After you had filmed, like, the next day or 2 days later, I couldn't get the song out of my head. I'm ready. I'm counting down on 3. And I was telling them, like, the way you were walking in the mask and the way you were holding the gasoline, mm-hmm. I was like, bro, it was very Joker-esque. Like, it was giving me Heath Ledger walking out of the hospital just, like, waiting for the explosion kind of thing. Just the way you were walking, kind of, like, heel first and then footstep. Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very...
Shout out Heath Ledger.
Yeah, shout out Heath Ledger, for real. R.I.P. I don't mean to switch to a different topic, but the Grizzlies are beating the Warriors by 50.
Damn.
That's my team, bro. I remember when they first played against the Warriors and Ja got injured.
I thought you just said you were a Lakers fan.
He is, but he fucks with the Grizzlies.
But that was the year. OKC. That was the year we missed the playoffs because we had Russ that year.
Mm.
No diss. It was just it didn't work out.
See how he said we? Crazy.
You know what I'm saying,
wild.
Bro.
It's wild.
You watched Winning Time too. How can you not be a fan of the Lakers?
Bro, I am though. Like, I'm a Kobe fan, but I would never be like, I would just say like the Lakers won or the Lakers lost. I wouldn't be like, we lost. If I was saying we, I'm talking about the Pistons because that's my team.
Whenever I look at the NBA, I look at all the teams and I'm like, who do I want to win it the most?
Who do you think's winning this year?
Who do I think?
Because I know you want the Lakers to win, but do you think they're going to win?
I'm going to sound so stupid saying that. Never mind.
Go ahead. I'm curious. What was it? You got to now.
I feel like if Denver can just get it back together.
That's not a bad
take. I think
take.
They can beat the Celtics.
They've won before.
I think if Denver faced the Celtics in the finals, it would almost be like their worst like nightmare.
Who's your MVP?
MVP, Giannis.
Giannis is winning MVP this year?
I don't know if he will. I think he deserves it, though. He literally just whooped his team back into shape.
That is true. They were ass.
Yeah.
They started off terrible.
He's balling out.
He just won the cup. He just put them back on a playoff seed now. So it's kind of like it almost kind of reminds me of like the Celtics like 3 or 4 years ago when they started off like 13th seed.
Yeah.
Like Christmas and they came back into shape. But he got it before it was like almost too hard to pull off.
I remember that. Everyone was saying they were going to blow up. Tatum and Brown. Like, one of them had to go. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
I don't know how they kept them both and added Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis.
Derek White.
That's why I hate the Celtics, too.
One of the most underrated pickups in the history of the NBA. I don't mean to cut you off, but Derek White Jr. is one of the most underrated pickups in the history of NBA. Bro, yeah. Think about it. He was good in San Antonio. He was a good role player.
Anything.
He became one of the most important people
yeah.
on the best team in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, he was
like,
a big
it's
reason.
Crazy, and I feel bad for Marcus Smart because he got
I
traded.
I love Marcus. That does suck.
And that team is just like a
that
super team now.
Yeah.
And he just won DPOY the year before he got traded.
And then they win the ship, though.
And then Jrue Holiday's over there, and he's like.
I feel like if the Pistons ever start to make a run, Isaiah Stewart is going to be our Marcus Smart. We have to cut him right at the end,
yeah.
and then we'll end up getting over that hump, mm-hmm. and it'll be like, fuck, it would have been so much better if Isaiah was still on the team.
I get what you're saying.
You know, like the Udonis Haslam
yeah.
of Miami, even though he was still there, but like that vibe, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I got to take piss, though.
Do your thing.
All right, Zen, before we get out of here, is there anything else you want to leave us with?
Finish that beer. Down it.
Chug the beer.
Chug, 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 chug.
She's like, do
chug,
I really want to do
chug,
this?
Chug, 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 chug. Fuck yeah, Zen. Did we just end it there?
Man, why you gotta do this to me? I was trying to be slick. I gotta do it on camera.
That's funny. All right. Before we get out of here, anything you want to give the audience?
Hop on 2K, 1v1 me, you're going to lose.
He's legit, Nate. He's our best player.
What position?
I usually play a small forward. Yeah. It's like a switch lock. I made a lock with no steel. 6'6", max weight.
That's probably Kuz.
He's just buff. I got 93 strength on him. I try and play like I'm LeBron.
I'll go get him.
Damn.
Like,
keep talking.
When I made the bill, I was, like, thinking about Zion and Josh Hart. Because I just, like, whenever I want to, like, make a bill, I want to do everything.
Yeah.
2K. Like
Josh Hart
bit.
Is kind of that guy that does, like, everything yeah. kind of stuff.
And after he played in the last playoffs, I was hella, like, shit. He's kind of that guy. Like,
yeah.
He was dropping just random triple-doubles, and he was playing on the bench during the season.
I know.
Sounds legit. If we're losing, we throw the ball to Zen. Because he gets buckets.
I try.
Yeah. Yeah, and then D1 said you were washed, and then you went off yesterday.
D1's good. He just can't stay in the rec game without lagging out now.
Bro, his shit's so
that's the worst
right now.
That's the worst.
His shit is so ass right now. We'll be in the middle of the game, and then all of a sudden he's running out of bounds.
It happened when we were in my court playing 3v3 twice in a row.
Yeah.
I'd be sick.
They let me, Cousins, and then get on a team. They really fucked up because we play all the time. Those are the three that always are on.
I haven't bought a 2K in like 2 or 3 years.
Bro, you gotta, once you upgrade.
Yeah, I know.
Come run.
I will. I got you.
Because we got Juan, Kuz, everybody's in that bitch. And it's fun. We do have fun. Talk about the most random shit.
Yeah. Talk about everything.
It's like a podcast episode.
What music is dropping and shit.
Yeah. Talk about the NBA a lot.
Might just start streaming it. Who knows? Fuck it.
That'd be fun.
Be on the lookout.
That'd be fun.
The lookout.
Yeah.
You got any shout outs you want to give?
Who ate the Discord?
Shout out Who Ate the Internet. Shout out Kofi. Shout out X. Shout out Big Frank. Shout out Kuz. Shout out Brownie. Shout out Siren.
Appreciate
shout
you.
Out Nate.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody in here, bro. Shout out Juan. And I hope y'all have a good night. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
That already happened.
That's what I was just about to get to. And
you motherfucker.
You better live up to those New Year's resolutions you set on New Year's. You better not come in the week feeling all, oh, I'm about to do this and that, and then not do it.
Type shit.
So, there's that.
That's stick to your word. All right.
Can't
that being said,
yeah.
You got anything?
Nah, man. This was fun.
Yeah. This was a laid-back episode.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. Go stream Shell and Myself.
Yeah.
Album out right now. With that being said, like, comment, subscribe, and links will be in the description. We'll see you guys next Sunday.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Wee-woo.